Thanks, everybody, for coming out, and I'm glad everybody's here that are here. When Pastor called me, she was asking me to if I could bring something on prayer and talk about prayer maybe a little bit because it was prayer night. And, you know, I do have, it's funny, I say funny, but it's just perfect timing Pastor asked me because I've had a lot of things on my heart, and if it were not for prayer, I couldn't get through it. I couldn't get through it. I don't think anybody can. I mean, honestly, but this right here will be the gospel according to Art. So, you know, don't go to Pastor and hammer her about it. Just tell me or whatever if I did something that I don't mean to offend or anything. But like I say, it's just that, you know, I every morning for the last, I want to say probably last 7-8 years, every morning I start off with Ephesians 6, 10 and 20. I always start off with that in the morning, first thing before I do anything. And because it's my prayer. I put on the armor of God. Every day I've done that for 7-8 years now. And it is my prayer. I have to have that armor on. I have to have it because I am living in a real world with a real devil that really hates me. Okay? But I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. And I'm armored and ready for the fight. And that's some of the prayer, I believe that's what prayer does, is it prepares us for the battle. It prepares us for the fight. And I say that because, you know, like I said, this is the gospel according to Art. All the times that I pray, even, you know, we always, sometimes, I've said it, I've been guilty of it. I don't know what to pray about. It's hard, you know, trying to find something to pray. But I pray nonetheless. And my prayer is to worship God, to get intimate with God. That's what prayer does. It brings us closer to the Father. It brings us more intimate with Him so that we can hear Him. Because He whispers to us. And you cannot hear the whisper of God if you have noise going on in your head. And we all have it. No one is exempt from it. No child of God, no sinner, nothing. But what we have is we have the Holy Spirit in us that pricks at our heart and lets us know, okay, I'm going to go over here and pray, all right? I'm just going to just walk and talk because the Bible, it says to pray continually, pray without ceasing. So you just go along and you're talking with the Lord and He's giving you stuff. And you don't always recognize it right away, you guys, but what's awesome is that it's always when it's a time capsule. It's always when it is needed, it manifests. Now, because I know this to be true because like when my daughter passed away, my daughter's been gone 11 years now, and when she passed away, I did not want to pray. I couldn't think of a scripture. I didn't even want people around me. I didn't want nobody around me. And everybody was, you know, coming and giving their condolences and that, and that's good. But at that moment, I was so hurt for the loss. And because of the prayers that I have prayed, that God stored up for me, and for you, He has your prayers stored up in heaven for just that moment. For when we get in those times that we can't utter a word, we don't want to come to church to pray, we don't want to spend time reading, we want to call somebody else up, you know, Brother Mike, pray for me, you know, because I need you to pray for me. Instead of just, we have that access with God immediately by just saying, Jesus. Jesus, and He's there that quick because He knows what you're in. He knows where you're at. We don't all know where we're at. You all don't know. So you don't, you know, you're praying, but you don't always think of it. I don't always think of everybody to pray for everybody, but I just do. It's like Pastor mentioned earlier, I've not said anything about my great-grandson who was in a very serious car accident. He is, he's going to be 4 Friday. He'll be 4 years old. But he's paralyzed from his torso down. He was in the accident was so bad. the mom's boyfriend, I guess they're, I don't know the whole thing yet, but anyway, went across the road, hit head on with another vehicle. The two people in the truck were killed. But my and they got busted up a little bit. The mom had a few broken bones, but my grandson was the one that suffered the worst because they didn't have him in a good car seat. They just had him in a seat belt, lap belt with a booster seat. And he's four. So I had asked Pastor, don't mention it to nobody at the church and stuff, because I didn't wanna. It's not that I don't love you guys, man. It just said something like that is really close and close to home. And I knew that my God was going to do something for him. And he's going to take care of him. I knew this because I know my Jesus. I know my God. When you know God in an intimate way, you know he'll do those things for you. Do you deserve it? Probably not. I don't. Are we worthy of it? Probably not. But it's not about that. It's about the fact that I love you. I died for you. I'm there for you. And I'll never leave you. That's what his word says. That's why pastors always sound us. Read your words. Get your Bible. Read your word. Get it in you. It's vital, you guys, that we come and pray. Now, because sometimes I think, I don't know, Lord, I don't come to church for a blessing, though I am blessed. I don't come to church because I'm sick or anything like that, though I do get sick. I come because I'm hoping to have an encounter with my Father, an encounter with God. Like Paul is a Damascus Road experience. I want to get knocked off my high horse, my holier-than-thou mentality sometimes we get, and I'm so super spiritual that, woo, nobody can touch me right now. That when I look for those moments for God to just knock me off my horse, Lord, because bring me down a notch. Keep it real, because this is real life. This is real battle, real fighting. I have family that's going to hell and are going to burn. I'm sure we all do. But I think sometimes we miss it because the Bible talks about perseverance. And I say in my reading, it says in Ephesians, let me get this, you guys, because I have my Bible, but I can get it faster on my phone because I have it. It's my prayer. That's my prayer that I open up my Bible to. But in verse 18, you know, it goes on, it talks about putting on the armor of God. But in verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So, you know, I try to get a little bit smart sometimes because I try to try things because I'm not book smart and stuff about a lot of stuff, but I went and I looked in the dictionary and I looked up perseverance, because we have to persevere in our walk with God. It's not an easy walk. It is in Christ. It's easy, but it's not easy because we're going to be attacked and we have to be prayed up and ready for it. But in it, the definition, the word it gave here for persistence is steady persistence is a course of action, a purpose, a state, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. Okay? It says, continuance in a state of grace to the end, leading to eternal salvation. Now, and then it goes on here, it goes on down, and it says here, continuing steady belief or efforts, withstanding discouragement or difficulty, persistence. Christianity persistence is remaining in a state of grace until death. Okay? Now, I know God wants us to be intimate with him, because That's what he desires. He made it for that way. He's built that way. He wants to be with us. That's why he made us a way, made a way for us to get to him. Okay? And I think about in the mount, when Moses brought him out, he brought him to the mountain. Because God said, bring him to the mountain to me. And he came there because God wanted to fellowship. He wanted to be with his people. He wanted them to want him. And instead, what do the children of Israel do? And what do we do sometimes? Oh, pastor, you pray, pastor, because I don't want to go in that area. Because I'll stay here. You go and talk to God and see what God tells you. And then you come back and let me know. We resist it. We're either going to go in or we're going to go out with God. There's no middle. There's no middle ground. And we have to be all in, you guys. We have to be all in everything. All in. Father, help me, Lord Jesus. We will suffer. We will suffer. As a child of God, I have suffered. Pastor suffered. Many of you have suffered. Loss, jobs, sickness, whatever. My grandson, you know. We will suffer. But that is part of what God has given us. Because, see, the Lord, in Romans, I should have gave these to you, Gabby. I'm sorry, honey. Romans 8, verse 18 tells me, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory with which shall be revealed in us. I take my suffering with an honor. I feel it's an honor when I suffer for the Lord. Does it feel good? Absolutely not, you guys. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go through it. But Jesus didn't want to go to the cross neither. He didn't want to suffer for all that. But yet he said, not my will be done, but your will be done. So that's what I say in the end of my complaining and murmuring about, I don't want this, Lord. I don't want that, Lord. I don't want to have to do that, Lord. I don't want to do this, Lord. When I get through complaining and whining, I always finish with, but not my will, Lord, but your will be done, Father. Because see, I understand that I'm going someplace. I'm going to glory. I'm not staying here, you guys. I'm passing through. This is not my home. I am not camping out. I don't want to get comfortable. If you see me jumping or itchy or whatever, it's because I'm not comfortable here. I'm here for a purpose, to give devil all the problems that God, I'm going to give him, but to give God glory and praise for everything that he's doing for you, not only me, but for all of you that are here. Okay? Because see, we're in this arm and arm, you guys. We're an army. We're soldiers. That's why the armor of God. That's always been my prayer every morning, because it is. That's who we are. I'll fight with you. I'll get in a fight with y'all. I will not back down from nothing. But if you run on me, I won't be helping you again. You know what I mean? It's just like anything else. And I'm not trying to be a superhero or some big backed up guy. I have been beaten down and I have won. But you never win in fights. You never win in those things. But my thing is that I don't hook up with a lot of people. I have very few. And I don't hate to call them friends, because to me they're family. I got two people in my life that are my family that are just friends, if you want to call it that. But they are family. I look at them as family because I know that if something ever happened or something come down or I needed something, they would be there without hesitation, without question, without doubt. Okay? We all have to have somebody like that. I have my family. I know I can depend on my family. And I did, because this donation, my grandson, we did a little fundraiser and donation, raised some money for my grandson, and we raised $1,300 and something odd dollars for my grandson, my great-grandson, for the stuff that they're going through. And you know, I have to say this, and I'm saying me, you guys, because I don't want to put it on nobody else, because I'm hoping that you'll come to that and understand here, like Pastor said. Hear what I'm saying, what the Lord is saying. But we have to understand our mentality is that I'm here to fight. I take this very seriously. I don't take it as a game. It's not, you know, it's my lifestyle. My kids, I had to talk to my son because he's very getting out there very far. And I had to talk to him and discuss to him about things that he's doing wrong. That, you know, that I haven't done this talk in a while, but I'm dad. I can't get away from being dad. But he tells me, I like to talk to you about stuff, dad, but you always judge me. You're always being judgmental to me. How am I being judgmental, son, when I'm telling you a truth? I'm telling you your affairs, you're cheating on your wife, you're doing these things, you don't talk to her, you don't talk to your daughter, and I'm telling you it's going to be a miserable life for you, but I'm telling you, I'm judging you? Because, see, nobody wants to hear truth. Truth is truth, no matter how you paint it, it's truth. So I have to sometimes do these things that, like, people think I like confrontation. I don't like confrontation, but I'm not afraid of it. I don't like confrontation because I'm going to say something you're not going to like. And you'll probably say something to me that I'm not going to like, but it's okay. I got tough skin, man. I'm good. I got the armor of God on. You can say what you want to say, and you bye. I'll see you on the other side. Or you can just keep trucking. I don't care. And I don't mean it disrespectfully. I just mean it like, I look it, man. Everybody that's here, I believe, knows Jesus. That's why you're here. You have a relationship with him. I have a relationship with him. So if you know my heart, and I believe a lot of you here already do know me, I love you all. I love you. And I don't pretend. I used to dance and shout. My body's not doing those things anymore because it's hard. My body, I'm getting older since surgery. It's really affected me. But see, that's the devil trying to rob you of your praise, but I'll praise him. I'll praise him from back there in my congas. I'll praise him with a shout. That's why it's not you hear me shouting, screaming, whistling, not doing that. But I'll do whatever I can. I may not be able to run the aisles or dance like I used to dance, but I'll tell you what, Verissa does it for me good enough. So I'm dancing with my sister when she's dancing. Okay? And I'm praying, Lord, keep her strong. Keep her able. Because you know what? You stay in this fight long enough, you're going to have some battle scars, y'all. Got news? And I just want to tell you, you know, give you the memo. I mean, you know, I'm sure you already know it. I mean, I'm not, but I got a lot of scars, and there's going to be a lot more coming. I've lost 3 brothers here within the last 3 years, 4 years. I've lost 3 brothers, and I haven't lost close family members. This is it. They're starting to go. It gives you a little example to look around. I look around, and I see women of God, you know, Sister Wanda, warriors, saints that have been here, that I look with respect. De Leon's, you know, a lot of you elders that are here, I look to you because I see your strength. Brother Frank, Brother James, Aiken were seniors at our church where I used to go, where I first got saved. And I used to watch them. And I loved watching them because they were old. They were old. But Brother Frank would be sitting, and he would just get so blessed. And he'd grab the back of that pew and just barely pull himself up. And he'd get up there and he'd just, I just want to testify that my God. And I mean, he started to shout down the house. And that blessed my soul, because I said, Lord, I hope and I pray, Lord, that if you tarry and I hear this long enough, that I can be just like the man of God with the same excitement and zeal. Though the body is not willing, but my spirit is. My spirit is. So don't get discouraged, you guys. I'm trying to encourage and hopefully not get weary, you guys. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in pursuing after the things of God. Prayer is the key, though, to all of it. It unlocks everything. Praise and worship is all God gets from us. So when you come in here to praise and worship, lift your hands. Don't come in here, oh, I'm so tired. you know, I can't even get up to praise and worship God. How dare you? How dare us? It's for the Father. It's not for a pastor. It's not for this church. It's not for me. It's not for the band to make us feel good like, oh, man. No, it's for the Father, who is deserving of all of our praise and all of our glory and all the honor. He's deserving of it all, everything. Tithing is for God, is for us. The word is for us. You know, laying on of hands and praying is for us. Because what is God doing? He's dishing out. He's giving out what he has. And he has a great, mighty supply of it. When we get to heaven, we're going to see. We're going to be so thankful. We're going to be telling him all things. But there's going to be a big old pile of blessings. Just, we can't even measure, man. You're going to just see all these blessings. Lord, what are those, Lord? Oh, those were your blessings that I had for you. But you didn't press beyond the veil. You didn't press beyond the tiredness. You didn't press beyond what I could and could not do. You just didn't press. Not putting don't down for it. He's not putting us down for it. He's just saying, I can't give you what you don't want. God's not going to give you what you don't want, you guys. He allows things, yes, but he wants us to come. He loves to hear from us. Everybody, oh, God knows what I need. Yeah, he does, but he likes to hear it from us. He knows what I need. He knows with my grandson. It's like Pastor, like I said, Pastor, you know, I didn't want to pray or tell him because I was going to the altar. I was agonizing for my babies, and I was standing in the gap because I can do that. I can do that, and I will do that because that is what God had equipped me for. I am able because God lives in me. I am able to make it because God is in me. No other reason, and I'm so thankful. I just want to encourage that. When you pray, when we come and pray, love him. Remember, he's storing those up for you because you don't know, I don't know, none of us know what lies ahead. We know Jesus is coming very soon. We know. But don't get sidetracked with what's going on with the politics and this and that and everything, because that's just a distraction. That's just a smoke signal. You know, I used to send this goober guy we had. I call him Goober, sorry, but he was a guy that would get you in trouble. He'd get you caught if he hung around you because he didn't know how to do things real good. He was real, you know. Anyway, so we would send him on a wild goose chase. Yeah, go over there and do that, bro. Take care of that for us. Go. All right, you guys, let's go over here, man. Let's take care of what we're going to do, man, because we've got to get over it before this guy gets back. Because, you know, so God does that with us. He knows the devil's going to use his tricks, but he doesn't want us to be ignorant of the schemes of the devil. He doesn't want us to be ignorant of what God's doing. The devil's doing. He wants us to know that we are equipped for the battle. We have everything that we will ever need for the battle. Ever need. There's no other gospel. There's no magic potion. I've had so many family members call me, and I'm very honored that they call me to pray. But I try to encourage them. Did you know you could pray too? You know you can get the oil and anoint your house. Oh, I did, but I need you. No, baby, you need Jesus there. You don't need me, but I'll do it. I mean, it's not that I don't want to do it, but you get so many people that, and Christians, I've heard some Christians use it like a lucky charm. You know, oh, when we get in trouble, oh yeah, let me see. When I'm in trouble, what am I going to do? You know, but you never open the Bible any other time just because you want to hear him, talk to him, you know, share. Because every day I read this Bible, I've read it beginning to end. I don't know how many times I've gone through it. And every time I'm getting something new, every time. It's just so alive. It's so, oh God, it's so breathtaking. And if you, and it will show. It will show in you because without being judging, I mean, the church is pretty empty. On Sundays, it's pretty full. So those are the Sunday folks, and Lord, forgive me, the Sunday folks are the ones that use the lucky charm because they come in on Sunday, and it's going to be good. Kind of like Catholic, because I could relate when Sis was talking about being Catholic. You know, Angie was talking about being Catholic. I can relate, man, because that's Catholics, by the way, man. We're lucky charm people. We go on Sunday. We got the beer sitting outside in the car. We're just waiting until Sunday get over. We come in there quiet as a mouse, can't even move. But boy, as soon as it's over, bam, We're out the door, sprinting to get to the park, to get to the spot so we can start partying. And we live like the devil all week long. And come Sunday, here I come. I got my holy saint angel's ring on, and I'm ready. Oh, glory to God. And you know what, you guys, we're not fooling God. I always tell people, you know what, you might fool me, you know, trick me or whatever, and that's good, you know, whatever. But you're not going to fool God. You are not. God is not to be mocked. It's like the stuff that's going on. He's not going to be mocked, you guys. He's not going to be mocked. And if you know your word, you know it's true. God will not be mocked. I pray for those people that they'll change their ways. They'll change their attitudes. They'll look to God. But a sister told me today, like she was saying, if we would put God back into everything here, back into the schools, back into our government, back in everything, it would change. I know God would relent. I believe with all my heart. I agree with my sister. I believe God would relent from what he's doing if we would allow him back. But, you know, we're crazy. We don't know nothing. Okay. Well, like I say, when you pray, remember, you guys, like I say, just it's stored up for you. Don't think your prayers ever. I was telling Steve today, you know, our tears when we cry, when we shed those times of heartache and hurting, because you're not praying at that time. You're just crying and you can't even think of a word to say. But the angels are catching every bit of those. He's catching all those tears in the bowl. He's collecting them all up for you. And he takes them up before the Father. And you got to envision this. This is what's so cool for me. I see this happening. I see it and it rips me up and it touches me. I see the angels literally with the bowl there as I'm weeping and crying, and he gets them and he collects them and he runs up to the Father and brings them before the Father and lays them at the altar there. We forget about it because we go about life. We go about doing what we do. But God, he's got record. And when that time comes, when it's that time that he sees you up here, that you may have forgot what you shed those tears for. You may have forgot who you were praying for. But God will bless you there because you made that effort. That's why when Pastor Susan says, come up to the altar, and people just, they sit back and it's like, really, you guys? I'm going to get up here if I have to crawl. You know, Pastor, she's got a bad knee. God bless her, you know, and pray for Pastor too for her knee. But, you know, here she is because she's faithful, not to only to us, but to the Father. She could have, I'm going to stay home, which many of us do. But I saw a little fishing meme, and this, I'll close with this, but this little fishing meme was funny because it was showing a guy, he's in bed, and he hits the alarm. He's got to go to work. The alarm's 7 o'clock, and he's all grumbly, just a picture of it. And then it shows he's going fishing, 5 o'clock in the morning. He's sitting up in the chair, wide awake, ready to go fishing at 5 o'clock in the morning. But 7 o'clock and go to work, he's still in bed. Oh, man, I got to go to work. And I'm guilty. Well, I used to be because I'm not working anymore. I'm retired. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But anyway, you guys, I just hope that this, you guys would, I hope that it encouraged. But just know, you guys, like I say, we're going to go through stuff. Doesn't mean we're sinning. Doesn't mean we're backsliding. Doesn't mean anything. It just means that God knows that we can handle it. And he wants you to get stronger and grow from it and be able to do great exploits for him.